Now, it seems that it seems to me that being a woman isn't easy. Is your skirt the right length? Make sure it's not too short. Now, how much makeup have you got on? Better not be overdoing it. What about the way you're sitting? Remember to keep those legs crossed. Where have all these odd social rules come from? And how does one navigate your way through all of these constantly changing expectations? Well, sisters Hannah and Eliza Riley will be doing just that and exploring these assumptions in their brand new TV series, Growing Up Gracefully, which starts on the ABC tonight. We have Hannah and Eliza in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks for coming down all the way from ABC around the corner.
Yeah, exactly.
Big walk.
Yeah. Very exciting. The show debuts tonight. Mm-hmm. I was watching it on the train on the way to work this morning, and like I think the lady next to me was watching as well. She was like, she had eyes going looking. I was like, no, it's mine.
Because you get the first view because you're part of the media.
I know, it's secret. And I was laughing my butt off on the train. Everyone's sort of looking at me weird, but that's okay.
Oh, thank you.
That's good. Hopefully many more people will be doing that on many trains after it's released.
I hope so too, because obviously iView is there and you can watch it anytime.
Exactly.
But if you want to watch it live, it's on tonight. Now, the story is you're both sisters and I think you portray the role of one's looking at feminine, well, expectations from women on a modern point of view.
Yeah, that's me.
Eliza. Mm-hmm. And Hannah's looking at it from, would you say 50s, 60s?
Our books and all of the advice that we took for my end of things range all the way from like 1917 to like the late 70s, I think.
And the Bible too?
Yeah,
we go right back.
That is our oldest piece of advice that
it's
we use.
True.
Do you think that people will, or especially men, will look at this show and see some of the absurd pressures that women are put under?
I secretly think that men know the pressures. Like we have said it time and time again. I think they know, but hopefully this will be a better demonstration because we practically show it.
And I think this, you know, show overall isn't about gender. It's about being funny, you know?
Yeah.
It's comedy's for everyone. Comedy's genderless, guys.
Our target audience is teenage boys.
Really?
We have the same level of humour as a teenage boy. So
true.
No, we, look, my, all the people that consider themselves men who have watched it love it. Yes. And we kind of never worried about that. We just think it will transcend no matter what.
And that's what I love. And that's right. Because I think if you look at from the outside, people might think, oh, it's a show for women. But seriously, I was loving it. And it's a show for everybody.
That's just like saying that the whole world is for like men's TV. Like, you know what I mean?
Game of Thrones,
like, they don't say that Game of Thrones is a man's show.
But we're very glad you liked it.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thanks, Mick.
You know what I particularly
like? You bloody ally, you. Go on.
The dynamic you two have, obviously, you're very close, and I think you can sort of read each other's minds a lot, and you know each other's worlds a lot. And some of those looks that you give to the camera during the episode are just so knowing and so clever, because you're doing it in a situation where you're meeting someone. So, for example, Hannah, you meet June Dally Watkins.
Yes, the queen of sitting up straight.
Yeah.
I know, we've all got such bad posture right now.
And she does a lot of, what do they call it, deportment.
Yes,
classes.
Deportment.
Which is not a word you use much nowadays.
No.
But I just love, I mean, and she's saying some things that's very, very much dated, but she's a 90-year-old woman, so we can.
She's
a
human time capsule, and old people can get away with saying whatever they want, and so they should,
but
including
honestly,
June.
She is so charming and lovable, and she says some awful things, but that's just my opinion, but it is extremely hard not to fall head over heels in love with her. We were gushing. We were on hands and knees kissing her hands.
Yeah. She's,
like, honestly.
She's the best. I'd get a cup of tea with her any day.
But honestly, she's as a part, even though she called you your shorts cheap and common all the time, and she thought your body was lazy, et cetera, et cetera, she actually represents some parts of being a woman that we really respect. She's been one of the first Australia's business women. She's been running her own business since 1950, and now it's gone to this international branch. And she did that all she was adopted at a very early age, and that was so stigmatized back then. Yeah. And she endured so much, and she's come out of it a a very critical woman, but we love her. We love her.
Well, she has a way. She has a way that she would like. She recommends people look.
Totally.
Including the Dali stance.
The Dali stance. It's this weird little thing where you stand up and you roll your foot. It's like you're trying to break your own ankle, basically, to make your legs look longer.
Physio's dream. If everyone did the Dali stance, there'd be more physios in work, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly.
On flip side, Eliza, you were out talking to an Instagram model. What was her name? I cannot remember.
Carla Rose Brett. You can follow her on Insta.
I'm sure she's got enough followers already.
No, it's true. She's this. She's also this gorgeous young woman that we asked to be on the show. Yeah. She's a professional Instagram model, so she knew a lot about it, and it was really fascinating. So she taught me about how to pose on the medium of Instagram, and it was really difficult as well, mostly because I just had to get my kit off in the middle of winter.
Oh, it was winter.
Yeah, I know. And
make it look natural, of course.
No, exactly. Yes. That was the hardest thing, to make it look effortless when there was an incredible amount of effort in it.
And she tried to teach Eliza that beautiful pose that you see where girls are lying down in the waves. Mm. And
that was where I laughed mostly, when those waves are
Eliza
crashing.
Nearly drowned.
Oh, she nearly drowned me, all in the name of beauty.
Well, you know, beauty is, a lot of effort goes into beauty, obviously. Yeah. I mean, you.
We're looking at you right now, and we can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You put your face on for us.
I thought long and hard about this outfit. Yeah. any hot tips that I get more followers on Instagram? Have you had more since then?
Oh, well, do you know what? I think actually just having a television show gets you enough followers anyway, but I don't think that's anything to do with my beauty. But she taught us some really good tips about, for instance, if you're taking a photo with light, it's better to take a photo behind a glass pane, a window, because then the light shining through the window is diffused and it creates a better over glow. And also another tip is to just basically own it. Yes. It doesn't matter how silly you feel or if you're in a crowded cafe or whatever, or if you feel like a total asshole, own it, because it's all about the photo and no one on Instagram will ever know that you're trying that hard.
Fantastic. Great tips. Oh, I'll have to try that myself.
Yeah.
you did some really great social experiments, and this is episode one that I've checked out. Mm. Obviously, there's a whole season of these. Is there any that stand out as your favourite that maybe are coming up that you're really looking forward to?
Do you think we can talk about it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of my favourites is already out there. You can check it out on the ABC TV Facebook page. Is that in the episode about sex, we both read a lot of advice when it comes to young women and their sexual reputation and how you should, you know, as a young woman, you have to remain respectable and above all things, not be a quote-unquote slut. And we'd read lots of different pieces of advice, including some modern advice that said, no, being a slut is a good thing. And so we're like, okay, what does this word actually mean? And so we hit the street and asked a bunch of people what they thought a slut is. And interestingly, all the answers came back with, oh, it's a woman that. No one ever said, oh, it's a man that. Yeah.
But also no one knows what a slut is. Everyone,
no.
It's this mystical creature of the deep that no
one
actually knows.
The Loch Ness of sex.
But it was really funny because every single person has a very clear idea about what a slut is, but everyone's opinion is different. So if, you know, anyone is listening out there who's been called a slut, don't worry. Don't take
no one
personally.
Knows what it means.
No one knows what it means.
But
there's
male sluts, right? I mean,
but no one calls them that.
I mean, I just want everyone to just be safe and be sexually active and don't worry about the stigma.
Well, that's it. I'm talking about June again. You did introduce her to some new words, including slut shaming, which I thought
was amazing. That's one of my favorite bits of the whole show, actually.
She goes to town.
Someone came into our office the other day and was like, that's not scripted. You didn't get them to script that?
No. I showed her a picture of someone on Instagram showing their butt kind of just on the beach. Not a naked butt, just in a bikini, just posing and showing off their butt. And she lost it. She did not like one bit and started, you know, really ripping into them. And I taught her the term slut shaming and she loved it.
Yes.
It was. She loves learning new things.
I love that. She's 90 years old and she's still learning things.
I'm so proud to have been the person to teach her that as well. What a legacy.
Now, I know the show is about laughing. It's a comedy. But look, underlying that, there is a very, very, aware theme of femininity and being aware that women are treated a certain way. And perhaps as a society, we should really be more conscious of that. And both women and men, obviously women have expectations of other women, which, you know, is a big thing as well. Are you hoping, you know, that just a little bit, people will sort of wake up and go, maybe we should be thinking a little bit more about that?
Oh, absolutely. That's so nice of you to say. Yeah, I think, you know, behind everything that we do, I mean, not everything, a lot of the stuff that we do is very silly, but, you know, a lot of the themes that come up in the show, it's all based in something that either we've struggled with or, you know, any woman has struggled with, or, you know, and I really hope people take away the messages that we're trying to give out.
I kind of wish that I had a show like this when I was younger to watch, and I really hope that maybe some girls or watch it and just go, oh, I can relax a bit.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I don't need to stress so much, because I know for us, we both, it's really difficult sometimes.
And I guess comedy is really the best way of exploring that. I mean, if it was shown in any other way, in like a serious, heavy-handed way, people just won't listen.
Yep.
But often the best parts of comedy is the truth. And so we just tried to. Thanks, Liza.
Wow. That was really
getting
good.
Deep on a Wednesday, Arvo.
No, fantastic. And look, it is a very, very funny show. Tune in tonight at the ABC 9:30, and then probably catch on iView. And every week for how many weeks?
Six weeks.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming into 2SER.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Mick.